Toys for special needs children have not always been available, but several years ago, Nationwide Children's Hospital started a program to help fill the void. Now, Ohio State University students are teaming up with the hospital to get more toys to the children who need them. In a home in southeast Columbus, the cheery glow of a Christmas tree brightens the living room. Christmas may be more than a week away, but for the family here, the gift-giving has started. One of Allison Carlisle's three sons, 12-year-old Michael, is developmentally disabled. For one thing, Carlisle says, Michael is unable to speak.
He is ambulatory. He does get up and walk. He's nonverbal. And communication, very, very limited to none.
Until recently, Carlisle says, her son could only play with baby rattles.
We couldn't really go forward with toys that were more complex because he couldn't do it.
But at Nationwide Children's Hospital, where Michael is a patient, Carlisle learned about adapted toys. These are toys that have been modified so that special needs children can play with them too. Now Michael has a bubble-blowing machine and a bump-and-go train. Adapted toys have on and off switches that are easy for Michael to use. Nationwide Children's Hospital's Lindsay Pauline is part of the adapted toy program known as Toys for All Tots.
All kids like toys, but not all kids can access toys the same way. So therapists have figured out sometimes I got to change this toy to be able to get my child to want to interact with it.
Pauline demonstrates the wide variety of toys that have been fitted with special on and off switches.
We have our kind of standard, police cars. And of course, our fire trucks.
Nationwide Children's now has hundreds of helpers who make the workload easier. Ohio State University students are volunteering their time to adapt more toys for children in need. Rachel Kaifez is a professor of engineering education.
They learn reverse engineering. They learn how to take something apart. They learn how to figure out how it works. They learn series and parallel circuits. But they also learn about kind of humanitarian engineering or giving back through engineering, which is really important. And this is a really concrete, tangible way to show that.
We are in Smith Lab right now, and we have about 3 full shelf spaces filled with toys, the most popular being the Sheriff Callie sing-along cat.
Second-year student Jared Mangiat may be a computer science major, but he's learned a lot about educating young people with special needs.
Children really learn through play, and that's one of the first things you do is when you play with a toy, you learn the ABCs, you learn your numbers, and children who have special needs don't usually get that experience. They don't have that mobility. And so it's really important that we offer this skill so that each child gets that opportunity.
At this year's Toys for All Tots event, volunteers saw that the hours they'd put in were worth it.
There's this whole table filled with about 100 toys that we adapted that we were going to donate. And so we had one kid come in on a wheelchair and his eyes just lit up. And it was one of the coolest experiences because it was something that we built and it was just giving them so much joy.
Michael's mother, Allison Carlisle, is also grateful. At Nationwide Children's, she learned how to adapt toys herself.
I'm super excited after going because I got to learn how to adapt. This train is actually what I adapted while I was there. So I'm really excited now because I want to go out and find toys that I can adapt for him, so he'll have a wider variety of things.
Look, you do it.
For Michael and for many other children, Christmas has come early. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.